USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Four Tacoma, Washington power substations were vandalized on Christmas Day, knocking out power to roughly 14,000 residents. Pierce County Sheriff Sergeant Darren Moss Jr. on Como, ABC 4, Seattle.
It happened in the middle of the night on Christmas Day, causing power outages. Nothing was stolen from either or any of those facilities, so there's a good possibility they are related. We are aware of other incidents that occurred in Oregon and Southern Washington, as well as the incidents from North Carolina earlier.
One of the worst blizzards in Buffalo, New York's history has claimed the lives of at least 14 souls, brought by dangerous winter weather to upstate New York. At least 13 souls died in Erie County, where some 12,000-plus customers, mostly in Buffalo, were still without power late Sunday. That was down from 26,404 earlier in the day. A scary event on Christmas took place at JFK Airport. Jeremy Scott reports.
The FAA says over 130 people were evacuated from the aircraft at JFK International Airport in Queens on Christmas Eve after a laptop overheated and started smoking. A passenger says the captain put out the fire. Some passengers slid down the emergency chute to escape. Several were treated for minor injuries.
China's military sent around 70 warplanes and 7 ships in 24 hours around Taiwan on Sunday and Monday. That's according to the Taiwanese Defense Ministry. It was the Chinese military's biggest provocation into Taiwan's airspace since Nancy Pelosi visited the self-governing island earlier this year. 3 Russian military personnel were killed by falling wreckage of a Ukrainian drone after it was shot down over an airbase southeast of Moscow. Russia's defense ministry told local media its soldiers are working around the clock to develop new anti-aircraft missile systems to defend itself against Ukrainian strikes. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Monday is a state public holiday in the USA, except for Texas. State government offices are closed. Some schools and businesses may also be closed on this day. But this is also a federal holiday. Government offices, organizations, the markets, and schools are closed almost without exception. Busload of migrants were dropped off Christmas weekend near Vice President Kamala Harris's residence in Washington.
Buses pulled up outside the Vice President's home in Washington, D.C. ABC 7 reports the migrants were left on the street outside the Naval Observatory in below freezing temperatures. They were later taken to a church by a local aid group. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, reportedly authorized the move. It's the latest shipment of people crossing the southern border to Democratic-run cities. This comes just days after the Supreme Court temporarily blocked Title 42 from expiring, allowing border officials to turn away those seeking asylum for public health concerns. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Astronomers on the lookout for Earth-like planets in our cosmic backyard to find humans an alternative home in the future when our sun burns out billions of years from now. A couple more recently were added to the list, GJ-1002b and GJ-1002c, dubbed potentially habitable. These babies can be seen orbiting a red dwarf star. The best part, they're only 16 light years away from us. Monday Night Football will be in Indianapolis this evening as the Colts host the Chargers. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra loss, plus.